This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's my little boy, Adrian. How are you?
Hello, Father. I'm good. Assistant to the assistant coach to the stars.
I know it. I'm now a baseball coach, and I am very excited about that. It's the 7-year-old baseball team, and I am the motivational expert because I know nothing about baseball, and the kids do not want to listen to me, and they won't obey me, but they love it when I tell them they are doing great, even when the grounder goes through their legs. So it is fun. I love it.
It's a lot like network marketing.
It's 100% like it. But, man, do we have a show today.
We sure do. You should. It's such a good show, I think you should come into the camera frame. Would you mind doing that?
I'd be happy to.
All right. That would be really, really good.
Okay. So, who's our guest?
We have the great Donna Johnson and Thomas Tidlin. I can't think of a bigger power couple in network marketing, and this is going to be a fun show, isn't it?
Well, Donna is an icon. She is a legend, a living legend, and literally everywhere I turn, people are talking about her new book because she managed to mold faith and network marketing into a powerful conversation called Change the World. And Thomas, I have been a fan of Thomas for so many years. He walked in a room. I thought it was Fabio. I fell in love with him at first sight, and I've been in love with him ever since. And Thomas, I love you. Donna, I love you. How are you two doing?
Great, and we love you too.
Love you both dearly, and your families as well. I hope Denise is in the background there somewhere as well.
She is home, but she'll be commenting here in a second. But everybody's excited about you because you made your relationship. I mean, I know the story of when Donna was speaking and Thomas showed up, took one look at her, fell in love, and the rest is just history. But to see that evolve over the years, to see the struggles outside of your marriage that people literally did to try to stop this marriage from even happening, it has been unbelievable. And both of you have fought for your marriage, not in your marriage. And I think that there's so many couples out there dealing with that very situations in their marriage that I want you guys to talk about that because you have figured it out. And it's got a lot to do with your faith and your unconditional love for one another, no matter what. So take it away and just tell us a little bit about you guys. And, you know, we want to hear a lot from Thomas today because we've been begging him to come on the show forever. But that's what we want to do. So take it away, you guys.
You know, we said on the way here, wonder what Tom is going to serve up today for us, and it's marriage. Mm-hmm. But
I don't even know why it's on my mind. Maybe it's because my marriage is so jacked up. No, I'm kidding. Who knows? It's what I want, you know, because I think it really, you know, I see somebody named Dr. Luis Ariaza on here who has the same type of marriage dynamic where every day is literally a honeymoon, and how you guys do it is beyond compare. And I think everybody wants that at the end of the rainbow, and it doesn't get talked about very much. So fire up that one, will you please?
You want to start?
Absolutely. No, and yes, thank you for that introduction to both of you. And I'm happy to finally be here as well. You know, it's a lot going on, and it's just interesting, you know, to reflect that we just came back from our 10-year anniversary trip. We took some time off and really unplugged and, you know, spent time with each other to do all the things everybody should do in life, married or not married. But it's interesting, when we fell in love, that's more than 13 years ago, and there were so many outside forces that, you know, it's interesting to see what fear and envy can do, you know, to people, and all the things we had to navigate just because you fell in love with someone. And obviously, I'm in one company. If we talk network marketing, my beautiful wife here is in another company in network marketing. I'm from Sweden. My wife is from the United States. And, you know, there's a lot of things that need to fall in the right place for something like that to happen and also to stick, you know, the stickability of working on a marriage and relationship, and especially when people, honestly, a few group of people, but some people try to destroy it, you know, from the outside.
Yeah, and you stood strong, and you said this bond is real, and it was forged in faith and love, and nothing's going to rip it asunder. But we still want to stay in our companies, and you know, whoever's jealous of you, the thought that felt threatened by that, you guys have overcome that and grown your businesses and become bigger than ever by staying that connected. And I see my wife's on here, who, I'm telling you, is the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, because I said something stupid a minute ago, and I don't want that to come back and haunt me. Hi, honey. So at the end of the day, I want to be like you guys when I grow up. It's that simple, Thomas and Donna, and it's really, really cool to see you doing it.
Well, and I think it actually addresses adversity, and that's actually one thing that I talk about in my book, My Mentor Walks on Water, because so many people were surprised this was not just a business book. It was about life, spirit-led mentorship in every area of your life, parenting, health, business, marriage, and if you ever go through an adversity, and we still have them, we all do, and we can all rate them, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, we can compare each other's adversities, but lean into it and learn from each one. I know that's easier said when you get through the valley, but your trial can absolutely be your triumph. For us, what it did for us is it strengthened our faith, it strengthened our marriage, and it actually loosened some idols that were in our life. We got our priorities in order. What was most important? And as much as we love our businesses, there's no U-Haul at the end of a hearse. Yeah. And when you know it can be taken away from you or snatched or anything, people have had adversities. It just makes you really realize what's most important in life. And so, you know, don't fear trials that you go through. Surrender and turn them over so you don't worry about them and fret, but just learn from each experience, because it actually made our marriage stronger, made our faith stronger, and made us stronger in our businesses, I believe, too.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And, you know, Thomas, you and I've had this conversation before that, you know, because of some of the sensitivities, especially I think early on in your marriage, but maybe even continuing to this day, one of the things that you had to do was make some changes in kind of your level of public visibility to kind of allow your two businesses to coexist without fear of people kind of cross recruiting or any of this kind of stuff. And so
never happened.
Right. Of course. And yet it seems like you sort of unlocked this other way of leading, maybe from behind the scenes, instead of being the one who is out front all the time. And that allowed you to empower some other leaders. And so talk a little bit about what that has looked like and what that continues to look like in your business today.
Yeah, I feel like one thing, you know, in the personal development thing and what we went through and many people go through, you know, there's so many people out there looking for happiness or searching for meaning or whatever. But I think people should start to get more self-aware. Then a lot of other things will, you know, take care of itself. Because we can, as you know, we have, you know, schools, orphanages, soccer academy, a farm down in Uganda. And I promise you, you can make a decision today to be happy, no matter your circumstances. You know, you just make that decision and you stick with that. So when you become self-aware, things like this, like where we're talking about now, they don't matter. You know, you just go through them, like, and you learn from them. And for me, obviously, when you're facing it, the initial reaction could be, you know, hard or tough or devastating or whatever emotion you choose to put on it. But it's for seconds or minutes, and then you break through it and you choose your path. In my way, in my case, I had to go rogue, you know, like undercover pretty much to build my business. And it's like still one of the biggest business out there in our profession. And it's, I'm not on social media. I don't say that to be, oh, I'm proud, I'm not on social media. I would love to be on social media. but I learned how to not be it and have other people take that spotlight. And
I think that's right. I think that's what you do very, very well. But that's how you guys have built your businesses. All you do is put attention on other people, which elevates you all the time. And I've watched you do it over and over again. Donna has literally taken over the ethics committee at the ANMP by just demanding a high level of integrity and going out and finding people that said, I want to do that. I want to make the profession that way. And we want this profession to be like our marriage. We want it to have absolutely no chance of anything ripping it asunder by people trying to do ulterior things. And I think that's a tremendous parallel to what you've done in your marriage. And I think it's working, don't you guys?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It really is. You know, I know the saying, how you do anything is how you do everything. But there are, success does leave clues in every area of your life. And I think that perspective has helped us in our business and for the profession with the ANMP, with, again, all the distractions and trials that our profession has been through. We have to completely ignore the noise and the naysayers and really put a stake in the ground for all the incredible benefits that our profession has that really no one else does. And that is what we need to focus on. That's what we've got to kind of put our blinders on about and rise through this. And I believe that any adversity that we go through in a company profession will only make us stronger if we choose to, like Thomas said, like choose to see how we can emerge out of this.
I think the network marketing business is a little bit like Alcoholics Anonymous. I think it's a whole lot more attraction rather than promotion. And when you feel people promoting like crazy, it almost makes it feel yucky. And I'm not going to bring up any companies or philosophies, but to the audience, look for stability. Look, I don't care if it's a startup with stability or a legacy company with stability, but you're building something where you're putting your name on the line for somebody's literal future by believing in a company and bringing them in. And I see what happened this week with the Transact card, where they basically sent an email out to the field and said, we're done. You know, the competition's too strong. They're all going after us. We're not going to fight the fight anymore. It was fun. We'll see you in the fall, if at all. And I got in the middle of a heck of a firefight on that. And it wasn't easy listening to everybody telling me what a low-life skunk I am. But basically what I said was, this is a tough business. You give it everything you got. You try as hard as you can. There are so many variables. Choose a good company with integrity, first and foremost. We're coming back right after this. It's the Legacy Leadership Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. My little boy is sponsored by NowSight. If you don't know anything about that, you should. And we've got the greatest couple. I'm telling you, these two have exemplified what it takes to be successful in network marketing and have a marriage that is stronger than anything that can tear it apart. And what I want for all of you to have relationships like that, I want you to have companies like that, and I want you to have lives like that. So everything that they are is what you should strive for in your business, because they just seem happy, and in all areas, spiritually, financially, physically, mentally, the whole shot. And they prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's possible, right?
That's it. And I think that integrated way of living and being, I think, fits really well into all of these things, right? It fits into this whole conversation about the way you show up in business, and that having your values be visible and be consistent across all of these things you do. That's really the way that we make this profession be something that is going to grow and thrive and evolve with the times over all these years. Because if, like, the model works, we know that. And so if the model works, and if the integrity of the model remains in place, and the people can uphold that and the leaders can uphold that, then it's going to work. And so this, talk about on a little bit, like, what you see is kind of the importance of the ANMP, because I know you gave it a lot of consideration before deciding to step onto that board. What persuaded you to do so, and what makes you think that this is such an important thing to spend your time on?
Right. Well, it was one of those things I talk about in my book, Red Light, Green Light, Yellow Light. Oftentimes when you're a real driver, you just like go full speed ahead, green light. And I wasn't going to be a part of it. I just had so much going on with the book. And I just felt Holy Spirit pushing my back and saying, yes, this is a door I'm pushing you through. And now that he did, I can see the value of really helping people understand that our association, ANMP, is a nonprofit. It is all areas of the profession, not just, you know, you got the DSA that supports the owners and the C-suite. What about us, the field, and what about the vendors? And so it's just a collaboration. And I felt this, especially this past year of the bumpiness and Miura and the FTC and all the distractions, that this has given us an opportunity to really come together and say, this is it, guys. You know, we got to lock arms. Let's stop circling the wagons and shooting each other. Let's start cleaning this up, starting with how we promote ourselves. Less of the hype, more of the hope, more of the authentic, what people are really looking for. And so I just, now I see the value of it, and we've got our big event in Dallas, May 30th to June 2nd. I encourage people, every single speaker that's traveling there is getting their own ticket, paying their own way, so all of the fluff and the, you know, it's just, the ANMP is a grassroots movement for our profession.
It truly is, and what I love about it is it gives every one of the people in the audience a chance to see a Thomas Tidland and a Donna Johnson are unbelievably successful, but they're also incredible human beings. And when you're in an audience of 20,000 people or 5,000 people, whatever they might be in all these places that we're going, it's a whole different ballgame. You are a BB on a four-lane highway, and I want you to be able to meet these guys and see what I see. It's adorable. I go where, you know, wherever I am, I check to see if these two are there. I always want to have a cup of coffee with Thomas because he's an avid reader and he's a deep thinker, and I'm neither. So I can always learn something from him. And it's very, very exciting. And I love that about you too. And what I want people to get is the people underneath that aura of greatness, because they are better underneath it all than they are even in person, because they walk their talk, right?
Yeah, I love that. And I think that really is the thing that makes the ANMP event so special. And you can, for those of you watching with us live on Facebook, it's up on the screen. It's ANMP2024.com if you're listening on the radio or the podcast. Tickets are on sale now. And this is an event I look forward to every year. As fantastic as the production value and some of the things are in some of these other huge events that get put on, the ANMP event holds a special place in my heart every single year, because it really is like one giant VIP room where you get to actually get to know these people who you have admired from afar, and you're like having a conversation with them in line to get lunch. And it's that kind of a thing, and you just see how generous some of these top leaders are with their time and their energy and their ideas. And it, I just think more than any other event, it creates this feeling of that rising tide lifting all boats, and that we can, there's enough for everybody to win in network marketing. So on the break, go check out ANMP2024.com. It's at happening in Dallas the last weekend in May and early June. So go get a ticket. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And we're back. It's Adrian Chenault. This is Tom Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Show, sponsored by NowSight. And I really am pumped up about this segment right here. It's long. And, you know, it's great that they've got a great marriage. It's great that they've got a big income. But what's even greater is what they do each and every day to build their business. Because you don't see them much on social media, either one of them. But I had a meeting with them, and I heard what they do every day. And you only wish you were working as consistently as these two every day of the week. They have got the fundamentals down pat. They might use high tech, but it's only to enhance high touch. And they exemplify what's good about this profession. And I want to talk about that a little bit. I want to talk about the future of what you think network marketing's headed to. What's going on, Donna Johnson, out there in the world? We all need to know.
Well, I just think we need to remember to stick to the basics. You know, Thomas doesn't have a big presence on social media, and he reached the top level of his company last year just
2 years.
2 years ago, just being consistently in building relationships, building trust, and doesn't need the stage. And that's, people resonate to people telling the truth, being honest. I'm here with you for the long haul. And so this false idea that you have to like learn all the new bells and whistles on social media is not always true. People just want that white glove, red carpet service that we can, you know, give people. And I just think if we can, there's so many great things with technology that we can embrace, but let's not forget about the most important pieces that people are hungry for. They're hungry for community and culture and honest relationships, people telling you the truth and not sugarcoating it. Speaking truth with love. You know, sometimes people speak truth, but not lovingly. Some people don't tell the truth, but they're smiling and you don't trust them. So I just think being consistent in that, and it doesn't mean we're perfect. You know, it just means that, that we're consistent and people really don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
So Thomas isn't exactly Magellan. Even though he lives in Sweden, this was pretty funny. So I'm in Denver, and I'm in Longmont, which is quite far from Denver, and I find out that Donna and Thomas and Jordan Adler and Todd Falcone are all having a really ritzy dinner down in Denver, and I am pumped up about that dinner. I really wanted to be invited, but I didn't make that cut. So I went down the following morning and got to sit with these guys, which gives you an idea of the character of these people, because three different companies represented it, the top people in all three of those companies, which was really cool. And then I just begged
with you.
Yeah, five.
Five with you.
Five
yeah.
With you.
Well, I don't count. But here's the deal. So then we go, and I'm going, I just want to have lunch with you so badly. So Thomas is sending me a text, and I go, I'll meet you for lunch. So I thought, you know, he didn't realize that Vail was like far away from Denver, and he also didn't realize Longmont was farther. So I had to drive all the way back to Longmont and pick up Denise and then drive all the way up to Vail to have lunch with these guys. And when he realized how far we'd driven, he about swallowed his cigar. He could not believe it. He was so adorable because he's so authentic and so real, and he's just like feeling so sorry for us. He thought we lived somehow right next door to Vail. But at the end of the day, we got to spend a lot of time one-on-one with these two, and it was eye-opening because everything they are is 100 times more than they even are on their profiles or anything else. This is the real couple, and I want you to go buy Donna's book. And I want you to read it cover to cover. I want you to stalk Thomas and come and see him at the ANMP, because this is what you are going to find at the end of the network marketing rainbow. That pot of gold is a relationship and friends like these two. And I hope I said that well, because they are totally, these two, this juice is worth the squeeze. Get to know them, because you are going to love them. Right, Adrian?
I think that
was a long, terrible story, but it was good in my opinion.
I'm happy you got some air. No. I would love to just chip in on the, you know, where we as a profession are heading in, or where we maybe want to be heading. And we've been talking for years and years about, you know, you don't have to hype. It's, you know, the truth is good enough and all those things. But it's like we talked about an apple before, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But common sense is not common action these days, I promise you. So we see it over and over again on social media. And, you know, I'm for social media, just so it doesn't come away the other way, you know, around. It's just that I'm not very active there. When the truth is good enough, what is it people want when they join our business? It's a paycheck, isn't it? But the whole profession is so, excuse my friend, screwed up. So it's all about titles, you know, and like walking the ladder up. But it's, I promise you, you can't pay your mortgage or your bill or your car payment with the title. You can't. It's your income that will take care of that. So our philosophy, both Donna and myself, it's always promote through a title, not to a title. And it's when you get that, it will take, it may take a little bit longer for you, but your organization, your volume and your paycheck will be so much more consistent.
Yeah.
And it's so much focus on, you know, like how fast you go or what title you have. But the bottom line is it's people, human being. And, you know, when you have a heart-centered philosophy, heart-centered business, you see people for who they are, you know, humans being. And it doesn't matter if it's a prospect, if it's someone says no, if it's someone that starts your business, if it's a mid-level leader, if it's a top leader, it's people. Like, it's human beings. So, like, who are we to judge people? And we are, you know, for years or decades, we've been talking down to people that, oh, with the job or, like, that doesn't see the opportunities with our business or whatever. But it's, we are now doing exactly the same to them that we think that people talk about our profession. You know? And I hope you got that, because in this process of building a large organization, and I mean large, this combined is, it is large, or someone else would say huge. And I would say in the process...
Got that.
Yeah. In the process of this, believe in everybody, but count on nobody.
Yeah.
There you go.
How much easier isn't that?
Yeah. There you go.
Also, one of my favorite saying is like, love difficult people.
Yeah.
Because you are one of them.
True story. That's exactly right. And so when I want to go back to promoting through a title instead of to a title. So what I think I understand from that is you're instead of like, cause there's promotions and there's, you know, there, you can kind of play games to hit a title once and you're not really at that title. What you're really talking about is building that foundation where when you hit that title, you're like, you're not going back. Is that right?
Yeah.
Totally, 100%. So when you hit the title, you next month you have more volume.
Right. And
you go through the title.
Yeah. And talk about, because I think there's a real leadership principle there, right? There's, when you're talking to your team, you know, people that, you know, they get, we all have this tendency, right? We can get sucked into, I want to get there faster. And how have you been able to create culture around that, Thomas, to enroll your team and your people into that this way is going to create the long-term outcome that you really want to create?
I think authenticity is one thing, maybe.
Telling the truth,
seeing people for who they are, and also in that, seeing the potential in people. You know, if you're watching now, for example, you know, it's not who you are that keeps you, holds you back. It's
yeah.
Who you think you are that holds you back. And you are so much more than you think you are. And that's like if you can install that in people and make people feel important. It's and the best way to make people feel important, it doesn't have to be that you encourage them and you know, use all those superlative like words and everything. It's actually that you listen to them.
Yeah.
You know, 2 ears, one mouth. Ask questions. Figure out where could we take these people? Because we are so good at putting people in a box. Everybody wants the new car. Everybody wants to travel more. Everybody wants six-figure income. No, that's not true. Because if everybody wanted, much more would have it. So it's like, and we see that. And we can't deny that's true. So like navigate, and I love also like doing things that nobody done before, because that's why it's going to work. That's kind of the philosophy of it. So you don't have to follow the, what you call it in US, the paid piper.
Yeah.
So, Thomas, we're going to make a Canva that's going to say, love difficult people. You are one, and we're going to credit you. Every 3 months, and I know you notice this because you get hit a ton, I've got a square that I use all the time that says you don't get, last time I looked, you don't get paid on your upline, and then it was credited. So I've got two of your quotes now that are really part of me that I stole, but I always gave you credit. You two are so brilliant, and I just want you to know that people listen to you, and I'm glad that you take your position in this profession seriously, because people listen. And all of you that want to have that kind of relevance in your life, just listen to what they do, do what they do, and come up with some quotes of your own, and I'll steal them, right?
That's exactly right. And I just want to say, Thomas, I don't know if you know yet, I don't know if you're speaking at ANMP, but I have seen and gotten to know Thomas a little bit one-on-one, but at Ray Higdon's Faith Over Fear last year was the first time that I ever got to hear him speak from a stage.
Yeah.
And it was profound. And, I think you talked about 2 ears and one mouth, and I think just the amount of listening that you do was evident in the way you spoke, because it was truly, you were speaking into the hearts of the people that were in that audience. And I just could feel it in a deep way. I'm going to nominate Thomas Tidland to be a speaker at ANMP 2024.
Yes.
Approve it. And so you need to go buy a ticket. Go get a ticket at ANMP2024.com.
You might be crying.
There we go.
You're sorry. You're too kind.
We got to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with my little boy Adrian, sponsored by NowSight. And do you have a question you want to ask Donna and Thomas?
So first question that I want to make sure we don't miss out on the chance to ask is, first of all, Donna, I want folks to know where they can go to get your book, and I also want folks to know how they can get in touch with you guys to follow what you're up to, because I know you're not super visible on social. So where can they get a book, Donna?
Super easy. MentorDonnaJohnson.com. I am your mentor, so just MentorDonnaJohnson.com, or of course Amazon, and also Instagram, MentorDonnaJohnson. So my mentor walks on water, and I also recorded the audio, which I had to audition for.
Wow.
That must have been an undertaking.
It was incredible, and I still haven't listened to it. I can't hear it, but I get messages all the time from people. Like, I felt like I could sit across and have a coffee with you, and I don't even know you. So,
wow.
And the technician said, your great-great-great-grandchildren that you will never meet will always have your voice. So,
yeah.
The audio is great.
Thomas, how do folks find you, buddy?
I would say thomastidlon.com would be a good way. So you can probably see my name somewhere here. But Tidlon is T-I-D-L-U, Nancy David, M-D, .com. And then we also have our charity, our Spirit Wing Kids Foundation, which would be www.swkids.foundation. I highly recommend you to go there and see.
Is that your charity?
Roundup?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Denise, I sent you a picture of Denise mesmerized by that page. Because what you're doing, how well that lays out, and the feeling that thing made her feel was unbelievable. So you guys want to make sure that you go to that swkids.foundation and start understanding that when you finally have more money than you have a month, which takes a while in network marketing. We know it takes a long time and we know it's hard, but then it happens. And what these guys did, instead of buying more stuff, they started saving the world, and we love you for that.
Thank you. We love watch the videos, because it will, the work we did even before the pandemic, saved families with that farm.
And also 100%, if someone want to help and donate 100% goes straight down there. Like not 97 or 50, like 100% goes straight down.
There's no
admin. And we are teaching them. We're building a legacy for them, not for us. We are living here in, the United States and Sweden, and we are building a legacy for them for generations to come, so they can pass this on. So that's the whole foundation of it.
Cool.
That is so cool.
Just pop that quote up that Denise just said. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty
cool. It's kind of off topic, but I try to say just like me at the end of a judgmental statement about another person, and that allows me to create empathy and similarity and therefore closeness. That kind of exemplifies Thomas and Donna and Denise and Adrian. Not necessarily me. So that's awesome. But you guys try to, I mean, golly nuts, just try to love like crazy, then love more. Leave everybody that you meet feeling better about their lives than when they got there with you. And you win. And that's what these two have done. So please reach out to them. Please read Donna's book. And now I find out, you know, you guys, I'm Forrest Gump these days. So I'm listening to books like it's going out of style. So I'm going to call you. Now I got her book to listen to. But after that, I need another one, Thomas. So keep them coming because you find great books for me. I just read, what was the book I just read that you gave me?
Living Fearless.
No.
No.
The other one by the Harbinger.
Oh, you gave that to me. But
what was it?
The Something of Peace.
Forget it.
Anyway. What a great story.
I know. That's why I take such great notes on this show, you guys. Sorry about that.
Can I close with one thought? Do we have
time? Please, God, yes.
Okay. Because you opened about marriage, and there's an analogy that you can apply in your business, your marriage, and with a sense of humor, and because people will say, I've been with my company 37 years, you know, how did that happen? Because obviously ups and downs and everything. And we discovered not too long ago a fun, I think it was a sermon, and he was talking about marriage, and he said, you are committed and you love each other, but every once in a while, you're just not going to like each other. And honestly, one of our biggest compliments that we give each other, Thomas will say to me, I love you, and you know what? I really like you, too. And so that's going to apply in your business as well. You're going to love your business.
And sometimes it goes like, I love you, but I don't really like you right now.
I don't like you right now. But you have that security that you just there's no threat in the relationship, because we know in any relationship there's going to be times like, I just don't really like you right now. But the love is always there. And just apply that with your business, too, that you're committed to your business, and there's going to be times that you just don't like what someone or something is doing, and you just see yourself through that, you know, work through that, and have more of a long range vision for your relationships, for your businesses. You don't look at your children and go, well, I don't like what you did, you know, done with you, right? I mean, it's when you think about your children, you would never do that, but just think about commitments, and I think that will help you.
Are we out of time, or do I have one thought?
We're going to have a show after the show, so hold it for 1 second. Okay. Next week, we've got Ray Higdon here on the show. It's going to be awesome. Armand, thank you for the beautiful comments. That was so right on. And we'll see you all next week on Legacy Leadership.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.